Hello everyone and welcome to episode 20 of Tipple Nibbles, where I go to Zala in Camden Market. If you'd have gone to Camden Market probably about 4 years ago, the food there was pretty dreadful. It was full of, and actually sadly still is, full of those really sort of generic Chinese places where all the food is the same, pretty much whichever one you go to. But a few years ago, they started redeveloping the area around the Lock Basin, and there were a load of food stalls started popping up, good ones. There were lots of ones that were really worth a visit. I think the main one that I used to go to quite a lot was Mama's Jerk Chicken, which used to be a regular haunt of mine on a Saturday. There also used to be a cabin for Big Apple Hot Dogs, which was very welcome as well. And recently, that area has been taken over by Curb. They put in some bigger and more permanent structures for the food stalls. We've lost Mama's by the looks of it, which is a bit of a shame. What used to, I think, be the Record Shop on the corner opposite Dingwalls, though I'm not sure it's even called Dingwalls anymore, has just opened, and it's a place called Zala, which is... I think it's called Levantine. I think it's Israeli food, or certainly Eastern Mediterranean. They have an outside area and a hatch and a bar area for doing takeaway food, which I imagine is probably going to be the much more popular way to eat, because everywhere else pretty much is takeaway as well. They also have a small seated area, probably with tables enough for 12 people or so, and then a bar area as well inside. So at the moment they're running a soft launch until tomorrow, the 26th of April, which is half price food when you sit in. So the menu is fairly small, but there are some good things on it. So to start off with, you get complimentary mezze. The additional mezze plates are a small taster to share while you wait, served free of charge. And then you have mains. So the mains are skewer of ribeye marinated in seitan and olive oil, Jerusalem chicken, baked sea bream, slow roasted lamb, beef and lamb kebab. They range from £12 to £16 for the bream, and then you can add a side of fries for £3. And then you also have Levantine pizza, so inspired by the Turkish lamakan and baked fresh in our taboon oven. So you have mozzarella and cherry tomato, chicken pesto, beef and lamb matbuka, and prawns and roasted veg. So, and they vary in price from £8 for the mozzarella and cherry tomato to £10 for the prawns and roasted veg. Also, there's an opportunity to buy grilled pitta. So all pittas are garnished with red onion, fresh tomato, spring onion, fresh herb and gherkin. And you can have Jerusalem chicken, beef and lamb kebab, Arias grilled beef, prawn and roast cauliflower, sirloin steak and egg. I went in and so I had a Diet Coke to drink, and they bought the mezze. Now I think I got the mezzes, I think, for two people each, because I got a lot of stuff on my mezze. There was, so we had some cauliflower, some beetroot, a tomato and pepper dip, a slightly spicy pepper dip, green tahini. Final thing was undressed coleslaw made with fennel. So they were all quite nice. I'm not a huge licorice fan, so I left the coleslaw after. I did try it just to see what it was like, and it was very nice, freshly prepared, very crisp, but the licorice was a little bit overpowering for me. I took the advice of what to order from the waitress, who recommended to me to have the beef and lamb matbuka pizza, and then I said I also wanted to try the pitta because, you know, half price. And she suggested, not many people order it, but it's well worth trying, the sirloin steak and egg pitta, so I went with that as well. Everything arrived pretty quickly. I ate the pitta first. It's not huge for £12. Basically, it's a standard sort of pitta size. If you imagine it's vertical, so sort of portrait, they chop the top probably 3 centimetres off and then put everything in. They put the steak at the bottom and then the egg and the salad and stuff at the top. So you sort of eat through the egg and the salad first and then come down to the steak at the end. As I think you get with a lot of Eastern Mediterranean cuisine, the meat is cooked well done. So just be prepared if you like your steak rare or medium rare, and you're really picky about that, this probably isn't the dish for you. I thought the eggs were really nice. They were cooked until the yolk was set, but not until it was hard. So that was really nice. The bit at the top was nice. It possibly could have done, I think, with a little bit of heat, some spice. It was very gentle. Almost a tzatziki sort of flavour. But it was nice. I think if I'd have paid £12 for it, I think I'd have not been wildly happy. But I'm aware that, you know, this is Camden Market. The rent there is probably ruinous, so I'd imagine that's probably where most of the cost is going. On the other hand, I had the Levantine pizza, the beef and lamb Matt Bucher, and I was super impressed with that. So that was minced beef and lamb with green tahini, sage yogurt, and crushed tomatoes. The bread was beautifully soft. The outside was very, very slightly crispy, but the inside was soft but not doughy. And I hoovered that up in pretty short order, and I thought that was really nice. For £9, I think that was a really good deal. I don't think you're going to go to a sit-down place in Camden Market and get a bargain, particularly not there, which, you know, right in the middle of all of the food places. But I thought the food was pretty good. I'd imagine that they're going to do quite well, certainly from tourists and passing trade, though I'd imagine the vast majority of the business they do is going to be from their takeaway side. I don't know whether the prices are going to be different for takeaway than it is for sit-in. Certainly worthwhile going for half price. I think even if I were passing, I'm not sure that I would go back at these prices. I would be quite interested to see what the slow roasted lamb is like, which is shoulder slow roasted in amber sauce on a bed of herbs. But at £14, that's a lot of money. So I think it would be only if I'm stuck for anything else to eat. And given that you're right in the middle of food heaven there in terms of variety, I'm not sure it's somewhere that I will revisit. But I think if you're interested in sort of Eastern Mediterranean food and you happen to be passing, have a look at the menu. If it grabs you, pop on in. I don't think you'll be disappointed, but just be prepared that it might be a little bit more expensive than you expect. So that's my review for Zala. I hope they do well. If you have any comments or queries or suggestions, please drop me a mail. I'm at tibblenibbles@gmail.com. You can tweet me at tibblenibbles, or you can go to the website and leave a comment in the blog post, www.tibblenibbles.com. I'm also on Acast and iTunes. If you do get the podcast from there, please rate and review. It will be much appreciated. I'd like to try and get this out as many people as possible. So next, I am going to a special event tomorrow night to go and taste Wayne Mueller's brisket and ribs, which I'm very, very excited about. Wayne Mueller is the guy who's currently running Louis Mueller's, which is a legendary barbecue place in Lockhart, Texas. So we'll see how we get on with that. Keep your ears peeled, and I will speak to you again soon.